Well, our readings this Sunday speak to us, to all of our families. They bring us back to the very beginning of time and call us to restore what God had intended for each of us. Because before the fall of man, before the sin of Adam and Eve, sin had not yet entered the world. And so Adam and Eve only viewed each other in total acceptance and love. They had a perfect relationship of total acceptance and love. So the Pharisees are questioning Jesus about divorce, and he expressed that Moses permitted it because of the hardness of man's heart. But here's the real thing about this passage, the most important point. Jesus was calling them to a deeper holiness. A deeper holiness. He was calling them to restore the original plan God had intended for marriage. A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And so it is the task of families to work to restore God's original plan for marriage and family life. Homes filled with gratitude, acceptance, and love. And that task is accomplished through prayer and action. And an easy way we can accomplish this is through a stewardship way of life, which invites us to live a path to holiness. That's the theme of this year's renewal, is stewardship, a path to holiness. Well, you know, usually we have a lay witness at this time in the second week of our renewal, but this year, rather than a lay witness, I want to share with you my own story of how I came to accept a stewardship way of life. You know, I first came to our parish in February of 2004. In that fall, Ron Felter, who was our parish business manager, told me he heard about a conference they were having in Cincinnati in October for Catholic parish business managers. And he thought we should go to that meeting, and so we did. And at that meeting, there was a priest from Cincinnati who gave a talk about how he was given an assignment as pastor of a parish that was having quite a few complications and troubles and people feuding between each other in the parish and so on. But it was through him doing certain things that he was able to bring the parish together and make it a parish that is constantly adding new parishioners. People are coming from all over the Cincinnati area to join his parish, he said. And the things that he was doing had to do with the prayer life of the parish, the ministries of the parish, and financial giving. And he added at the end of his talk that if you want to find out more about these ideas, you should go to this conference they have in Wichita, Kansas, twice a year, that talks about these things. So Ron and I said to each other, well, we should go to that conference because maybe they'll give us some help on finding financial ways to keep our school open. We were spending in those days over $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year of parish money on the school. And other people's money runs out quickly, you know, when you do that and not having a better plan. So we thought it was all about money, and we're going to go there and find out a way to get some more. Well, we went to that conference, and the first speaker was Monsignor McCreed. Now, Monsignor is from Ireland. After he was ordained, the bishop didn't need his class of priests in the diocese. They had too many priests. Can you imagine those days? Too many priests. So he chose Wichita, Kansas, and he is regarded as the founder of Catholic stewardship, a Catholic stewardship way of life. And he gave the first talk. And at the end of the talk, Ron and I turned to each other and we said the same thing. This isn't about raising money. This is about raising faith. It's about Jesus. It's about living our faith. It's about a path to holiness. That's what it's about. Well, that conference was sponsored by Catholic Stewardship Consultants, and we were the first parish in our diocese that May to sign up with Catholic Stewardship Consultants. And within a year, there were over a dozen parishes in our diocese that were using them. And our stewardship way of life, as you know, is built upon an annual commitment to time, talent, and treasure. And these commitments apply to all of us, everybody here, including me, especially me. It includes all of us to accept that invitation. It's always an invitation to a stewardship way of life. So right from the start, I wanted to lead by example. I knew I had to lead by example and make those three commitments myself. So I requested envelopes, and I started to put 5% of my earned income in the weekly collection. Many parishioners thought that this was a little odd. They had never seen a priest give money in the collection before. Somebody said, well, you already gave yourself to the church. Why would you give the church money? And I said, because stewardship is about time, talent, and treasure. And I did not take a vow of poverty. Diocesan priests do not take vows of poverty. We take a promise of obedience to the bishop and a promise of celibacy. And I have money, plenty of money. Why wouldn't I want to give? Because when we give, we say that what we are giving is sacrificial, which means that it's the way that we give back to God in gratitude for all that God gives us. Well, now I give 12% of my income in the collection, but 5% goes to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and 7% here. And why do I give a little more here? Well, because I live here, and because I am very grateful to God and to all of you that I live here in Willoughby at this parish. And that's why I do so. You know, when Monsignor McCreed started a Catholic stewardship way of life in his parish, it was in 1968, he had such tremendous success that the Bishop of Wichita ordered that all the parishes of their diocese adopt that similar way of doing their parish work and structuring their parishes. If today Michael here took the mass count, every October we take a mass count on the first two weekends of October, and then we average that, send it down to the diocese, and usually our attendance is around, how much do you think? 20%. 20% of our parishioners go to Mass regularly on Sunday. That means 80% don't. In the Diocese of Wichita, their average Mass attendance is 80%. 80%. And 80% of their parishioners are engaged in the life of the parish through the various parish ministries. Wichita Diocese is one-sixth the size of the Diocese of Cleveland in number of Catholics. They have 10 ordinations to the priesthood every year. We average 4. They have dozens of young women who enter religious life each year as well. They're doing something right out there. What they're doing is a stewardship way of life. And as a pastor, a stewardship way of life has been a real blessing to me, because the work of the parish does not only rest on my shoulders, it's upon all of us. All of us have been blessed with unique gifts from God, gifts and talents that God has given us. And God has given them to us to be used not just for ourselves, but for others, especially within our parish. A big part of my job is to help people use their gifts and talents by being active in the ministries of the parish and encouraging parishioners to start new ministries, as many of you already have. That's a really big plus for our parish as well. And a stewardship way of life has helped me to see these things. By living a stewardship way of life, I've come to realize all the more that the true head of our parish is not me. It's Jesus Christ. It's his parish. Because it's through the Holy Spirit that our hearts are moved to put Jesus first in our life. First in our life comes Jesus. Jesus is first, which is what a stewardship way of life accomplishes. Our commitment to prayer, private and public prayer, is another commitment that we all make. As a priest, I made a promise at my ordination to pray the Liturgy of the Hours every day for the whole church, the universal church, but also, obviously, for our parish, for myself as well. It's a real privilege and a blessing to offer Mass here in our parish and at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, because the Eucharist is at the heart of our faith. The Mass is the single most important act that I do as a priest. It's the single most important act that you take part in as Catholics. In encouraging and helping all of you to pray personally and publicly in many ways, like the Mass, is important for me to do. And a stewardship way of life helps me to do all of this. But you know, I have a more personal reason for wanting this year's renewal to be our best renewal. And I want to share that with you, what this personal reason is. When Father Joe Mamich, who's the vicar for clergy in our diocese, when he called me, it was at the end of the year, end of December, I had just turned 71 on the 29th, and he called me and said that Bishop Mlesik wants me to be the pastor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, in addition to being pastor of Immaculate Conception. And for a second or two, a whole bunch of thoughts raced through my mind. Some were not good thoughts. I thought, is the bishop crazy? I'm planning on retiring in a few years. It's hard enough to be pastor at one parish. There's a whole bunch of other priests younger than I am who could easily do two parishes. Maybe I should tell the bishop I'll think about it. But the words that popped out of my mouth after those 2 seconds was, sure, whatever the bishop wants me to do. That was it. Making a commitment helps you to get through the difficult times of any vocation. Don't you agree? I made a commitment at my ordination to obey the bishop and his successors. So now is the time to keep that promise. And this is why we make a one-year commitment and renew that commitment each year when we live a stewardship way of life. And doing two parishes is actually a blessing for me. Why? Because I was growing complacent in my role as pastor. When I first started as an Air Force chaplain in 1992, the very first week I was there, somebody in the office made a comment about a certain officer was a roadie. And I said, a roadie? What's a roadie? And she said, retired on active duty. Which means you're waiting around to retire and you're complacent. Which to me means you're lazy, letting things slide, not wanting to try something new or different, letting things just stay the same, not wanting to make any commitments. Well, with two parishes, I don't have the time to waste feeling sorry for myself or complaining and doing nothing. There's a lot of work to do to be done. But I also think that my complacency was reflected in the life of the parish. You know, this is our 16th stewardship renewal. And I think as a parish, we've grown a bit complacent. Now is the time to really look into our hearts and respond generously to the invitation of a stewardship way of life. Many times parishioners have asked me, is stewardship really working in our parish? When pastors ask me that question, is stewardship working in your parish? They want to know if the collection has gone up. That's sad for them to think that way. But is stewardship really working in our parish? And my answer is always this. Is stewardship really working in your life? Do you pray in ways you hadn't before? Do you pray better now than before? Do you pray at all? Are you involved in the life of the parish through the sacraments, the ministries, and activities of the parish? Are you generous in your financial sacrifices that you make to the parish and other causes? This is the invitation to your path to holiness. So read through the material that you have in your stewardship packets that were mailed to you. If you didn't get one in the mail or you're kind of new to the parish, just call us and we'll make sure that you get one. And during this week, go over those that card and really pray hard that you choose what God wants you to choose to be committed to. Next Sunday, we ask you to bring those cards with you, and we'll put them in a collection basket all together. You can also fill out those cards online, and you can also mail them in, drop them off yourself. If you need more time than just another week, take more time to look over that and make your commitment. And let's spend this week praying for each other for our 16th renewal.